Yeah? Life is tough. And do the faces, huh? Second day is already difficult. The third day will be even more difficult. Yeah? The kid lasers will revolt. Yeah? They don't have enough playtime. Yeah? They have too much time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? And I look, you know, they're sitting there, drinking here, drinking there. Huh? Not enough motivation to do your practice. Life is not so difficult, huh? Yeah, and don't do the sleeping walk meditation, yeah? Huh? Really, put some effort. You know? The faster you walk, you know, the easier it is to concentrate. Huh? And then, it's so difficult. One can actually see your thoughts while you do walking meditation. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh. There's nothing difficult, you know, about breathing in, breathing out. There's nothing difficult about, yeah. When you go shopping, you know, I mean, you don't feel tired, huh? Yeah? It's not difficult to go shopping, yeah? It's not difficult to go eating, you know, go to a restaurant or, you know, go for fun, yeah? When you do walking meditation, what's the difference? It's walking, walking, yeah? Both of it is walking, yeah? Why is it so difficult? Anything is difficult because we have to concentrate the mind, yeah? So we don't give the kilesas the playground, yeah? And the playground, yeah? To play around, look here, look here, look there, you know, wanting this, wanting that, not liking this, not liking that, yeah? And that's what they do 24 hours a day. Yeah? And now we have to curb them in, yeah? I mean, if you want to find some sort of peacefulness or happiness, yeah? Then we have to curb them in, yeah? We have to show them who is the master of the house, yeah? Who is the master at the moment, yeah? It's called avicca, yeah? Fundamental ignorance, yeah? That is the master of the house. He tells you what to want, yeah? He tells you what you want. He tells you what you don't want, yeah? Now, who tells you this? Have you ever heard this voice? And now that you've practiced for a few days, yeah, you should, yeah, and you should hear this voice that is constantly there, yeah, in form of thought. No, familiar, yeah. No, I don't like this. No, I don't like that. Now I want this. Now I want that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And who is hearing this voice? Huh? Who knows that there is a thought? Huh? We are the slaves of the slave master, yeah? And nobody wants to be slaves, yeah? People fight for freedom, yeah? I mean, when they are oppressed by some sort of tyrant, they fight for freedom, yeah? Physical freedom, yeah? They're not afraid to lose their lives. But when we fight for our inner freedom, it's so tough. Huh? It's so difficult. Take a rest, you know? Now I need a rest, yeah? Now I need this, now I need that, yeah? Huh? What did the Lord Buddha say, you know? It is easier as a single person to fight a whole army, yeah? Than to fight oneself, yeah? And this oneself is that what we have to fight, yeah? It's called the ego, yeah? It's called, yeah? Huh? That's what we have to fight, yeah? And how can we fight it alone? Who tells us how to fight? If we don't have a master, you know, who tells us how to fight? We don't have the Lord Buddha, yeah? He was able to fight by himself because he prepared himself, yeah? For eons and eons. What was it? 180 eons to become a Buddha, yeah? Even to become an Arahant, it takes, you know, quite a few eons, yeah? Preparing yourself, yeah? Because in the beginning, after 1 year, it's so difficult. Let's go back into the ley life, yeah? Huh? Don't think, you know, becoming a monk, you know, in the beginning is very easy, yeah? I mean, you have the same desires as a lay person, yeah? Huh? When you ordain, you know, I mean, the only thing, you know, that changes is the kind of robes that you're wearing and the kind of food that you're eating, yeah? The desires don't change, yeah? Like Lungta Mahabua said, you know, I mean, the kilesas don't ordain, yeah? It's a person who wants to ordain, yeah? But the kilesas inside him that rule him, you know, they don't ordain. They have to be ordained, yeah? And that is a long, long time, a long, long task, yeah? And very difficult task as well. But if you've done it, you know, I mean, for 100 or 200 lifetimes, you know, I mean, it is more easier, yeah? Every time, the first time it is difficult, yeah? But we've done our preparation work, you know, otherwise we wouldn't sit here, you know, and try, yeah? And we try, yeah? Overcoming the kilesas, yeah? Yeah? Overcoming that inner voice that constantly commands us around, yeah? Our slave driver, we have to really recognize it's our slave driver, yeah? Telling us, yeah? Why don't you sit, sometimes sit there, you know? Who are you to tell me what to like and what not to like, huh? Why not oppose him? Huh? Well, would be interesting how he reacts, you know? He would be surprised the first time, you know, we say that, huh? What's going on, yeah? And then he will find other ways, or it will find other ways, you know, how to convince us that, you know, it is really important to do what he wants to do, or what it wants to do. So the mastermind behind all this, yeah, or this universe, as I told you yesterday, is avijja, yeah? Avijja, yeah, so sometimes, you know, fundamental ignorance, yeah? Much better, you know, wanting to know. I mean, our life, we always want to know, yeah? This is the driving force of avijja, wanting to know, but not being able to know in line with the truth, wanting to understand, yeah, things, yeah? But not being able to understand in line with the truth. Yeah? That is the power of avijja, yeah? And avijja has three armies, yeah? And these three armies are called greed, hatred, and delusion, yeah? And these armies are full of soldiers that keep us in check, yeah? When greed is coming, you know, delusion is actually the army behind greed and hatred, yeah? So we don't see it normally, yeah? All what you see in your life is greed and hatred, yeah? You can't see delusion because it pushes, you know, greed and hatred in forefront, yeah? Most of our life, all what we see is greed and hatred, yeah? I like this is already a form of greed, yeah? I don't like this is already a form of hate, yeah? Just like dukkha, you know, I mean, there are containers. Greed is a container for all the things that we like, yeah? And hatred is a container for all the things that we dislike, yeah? You have to understand that, yeah? All sorts of forms of likes, all sorts of forms of dislike, yeah? until the highest anger, you know, where we have to kill or get rid of a person, yeah? Or when we can't let go, you know, greed, when we can't let go. Some people, you know, playing all what they have, yeah? Playing games, yeah? Playing cards, you know, playing chips, yeah? Until they lose everything that they have, yeah? And lose not only their house, but their wives, you know, and their children and so on, yeah? I mean, we've seen that, yeah? It happens, yeah? That is the strongest form of greed where they can't let go. Yeah? Instead of saying, okay, I lost enough, you know, let's make a point. Yeah? They always hope. Yeah? Huh? Our life is based on hope. Huh? Yeah? Yeah? Yes? We hope tomorrow will be better. We hope tomorrow we won't have dukkha. Yeah? We hope tomorrow. Yeah? And does this hope come true? But we can hope, yeah? that gives us some motivation, yeah? I mean, if today the things are not good, how can they get better if we don't change anything, huh? That would be the logical conclusion, yeah? If we make today better, yeah, tomorrow might be better, yeah? Huh? So hoping itself, you know, doesn't help, yeah? Oh, yeah? If we keep the mind still today, you know, we see some things, you know, that become correct, yeah? So tomorrow might become better, yeah? But just hoping, you know, tomorrow the sun will shine, you know, or tomorrow my uncle will die and I get a lot of money, yeah, that doesn't happen normally. Yeah? We only get, you know, what we have given. Yeah? As I said yesterday, there is nothing free in this world. Yeah, whatever we want, we have to give first. Yeah? Not nice. Yeah? Remember this? Yeah, please. Yeah, makes life much easier. We only get what we have given. Yeah, and if we want something, yeah, if we want that people respect us, we first have to respect others. Yeah, if we want love, you know, we have first to love others. Yeah, I mean, we entered the game, yeah? Huh? Or, you know, you call it, you know, you can call it this universe. We entered this universe, and we have to follow the rules. Once we understand the rules, yeah, we can use them to our advantage, yeah? Just like the lawyers use the law for their own advantage and for their client's advantage, yeah? Huh? But if you don't know the law, yeah, I mean, we have to hire a lawyer, yeah? So, yeah? But if you understand the laws of this universe, you can use them to our advantage, yeah? So if you want, you know, if you want to get rich, you know, I mean, you have to give a lot, yeah? Then in the next life, you become rich, yeah? If you want to become beautiful or handsome, yeah, you have to serve others, yeah? And do you know how difficult it is to serve others without thinking about oneself, yeah? Huh? And actually, you know, I mean, it's what sutta, I think it's sutta 80 or something like that, 70, between 70 and 80 in the Majjhima Nikaya, in the middle end saying, yeah, I mean, where the Lord Buddha talks about karma and the results of karma, yeah? And he talks about these things, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to get rich, you have to give, yeah. You have to be very generous, yeah. And if you want to become handsome or beautiful, yeah. I mean, he talks even that if you just serve with your hands will become very beautiful, yeah. If you serve with the whole body, you know, the whole body will become beautiful. That's all the results of our action, yeah. We don't get something, you know, in first hand, yeah. There's no bank, you know, that gives you a loan on what you do in the next life, yeah. Only in our human life, you know, they say, okay, I give you, you know, and you give me back, yeah? No, I mean, karma is not working this way. You have to give first before you can get it back. But we get it back with interest, yeah? That's a nice thing, yeah? And we always get it back. This world bank, you know, or universal bank never crashes, yeah? It always remembers what you have done, you know, and it always gets it back, yeah? And get it back with interest. Yeah? If we do it, you know, if we do good for animals, you know, we get it back 100 times. If we do good for human beings, we get it back 1,000 times, yeah? And that's quite some interest, yeah? Huh? But it's the same thing for bad things, yeah? If we do bad to, you know, to animals, we get it back 100 times, yeah? If we do bad to humans, you know, we get it back 1,000 times or 10,000 times. I don't really remember the correct numbers. And if we do it towards an arahant, you know, or the Lord Buddha, we get it back indefinitely, yeah? So be careful, you know, when you're around an arahant, you know, not to do bad things, yeah? So that is the kind of interest, eh? It's not me that is talking like that, it's the Lord Buddha, you know. I mean, he explains the laws of this world universe, yeah? And as I said, you know, I mean, Buddhism is the only religion, yeah? I mean, Muslim is not a religion, yeah? It's a belief, yeah? Christianity is a belief system. They believe in something, yeah, that they never met, yeah? Muslim, the same, you know. I mean, actually, they believe in the same thing, yeah? Muslims believe in Allah, you know. Christians believe in God, yeah? And that's why they fight so much, yeah? They believe in the same thing, just a little bit different, yeah? The Jewish also believe in the God, yeah? And how do they get along? They should get along very fine, yeah? Yeah? But they don't get along. Yeah? The only people who don't believe in a God, yeah, in the God, yeah, are the Buddhas, yeah? Because they know there are lots of gods. There are different kinds of gods and different kinds of heaven, yeah? With different kinds of lifespan, yeah? And they don't believe, you know, that the Lord Buddha was a savior, yeah? I mean, or was a holy being, or was a god, or the son of God. I mean, he was a normal being just like us, yeah? And anybody, you know, anybody who wants to become a Buddha in the future, you know, can do so, yeah? And doesn't matter if it is a woman or if it is a man, you know, I mean, if he votes, you know, to become a Buddha in the future, then he has a long, long time, you know, to live, yeah? He goes through so many hardships, you know, to become a Buddha. Yeah? But he can become a Buddha, yeah? And that is a human being who finds the answer to the question, why are we born, you know, and is there a way, you know, that we can get out of the hamster wheel, out of the circle of birth and death? Yeah? And he told us, he taught us, yeah? And what are we doing? We are complacent, yeah? But there is no problem, you know, if you like this kind of life that you're living, yeah? Then go on, yeah? Just do the things, yeah? Yeah, just do the things that you want to get in your next life, yeah? I mean, every farmer knows, you know? I mean, where is the difference? I mean, if he wants to eat rice, he plants rice. If he wants to eat potatoes, he plants potatoes, yeah? If he wants to have apples, yeah? I mean, he can plant all sorts of things, yeah, in his life, you know? And then he has all the things that he likes, yeah? But maybe, you know, his likes and dislikes have changed in the next life, yeah? We never know. Things are changing, our tastes are changing, and we know that, yeah? Certain things we like when we are young, and other things we don't or dislike when we're getting older, yeah? Everything is changing, that is the problem, yeah? I mean, our nature is changing, our characteristic tendencies are changing, everything is changing, yeah? So, to plan ahead for, you know, for the next life is rather more difficult, yeah, if you like certainty, yeah? But if you like to get rich, you know, I mean, it is easy, you know, we just give and give and give and give, yeah? Whatever we have, yeah? Just like Anapindika, yeah? I mean, he was one of the big devotees, yeah, of the Lord Buddha. I mean, he gave everything, yeah? And the Lord Buddha said, you know, don't give so much, you know, I mean, you need to keep something for yourself. No, I want to give, yeah? When he comes back, you know, at the moment he's probably still in heaven, yeah, for a long time. When he comes back, he will be the richest person in this world, yeah? And not only one time, you know, lots of times. So, I mean, if you want to make our life, you know, as human beings, yeah, comfortable, there's a way, yeah? We just need to follow the rules, yeah? Whatever you want is that what you give, yeah? If you want, you know, that all the people love you, you start loving all the other people, yeah? But you know how difficult it is, yeah? If you want to be respected, you start respecting all the other people, yeah? And if you want authority, you know, if you want to be a prime minister, I mean, then you start serving the, yeah, people, you know, who are in power, yeah? Isn't that logical, yeah? It's too logical, yeah? That's why we don't like a religion. Must be something, there must be something mystical about the religion, isn't it? Something that draws us in, yeah? And Buddhism is just the other thing, yeah? That's why the Mahayana never likes the Hinayana, because it's so cold, yeah? So logical, yeah? They don't have all these prayer rolls, you know, and all these, you know, colorful things, yeah, around there, they're Buddhist, yeah? It's very simple, yeah? I mean, at the time of the Lord Buddha, they didn't even have a Buddha Rupa, you know, a Buddha statue, yeah? It's there, you know, because the Lord Buddha said it's all there, yeah? And religion in the truest sense, that's why I said it before, yeah? Re-ligare means to point it back at oneself, yeah? It's not pointing out to some god, yeah? It's re-ligare, means to point back at the true self, yeah? And so Buddhism is actually the only true religion in this whole world, yeah? Because it's the only religion who points back at, you know, at oneself, at the citta, yeah? Where all the things arise, yeah? Everything else points, you know, to something else, yeah? And we love it, yeah? I mean, people like it, you know, if they can believe in God, God will save me, yeah? They like it, yeah? Because it is not within. They don't have the responsibility for their own life, yeah? Huh? Isn't that? Because all the bad things are coming from God, yeah? Huh? The good things coming from ourselves, yeah? So that's why they run into the church, you know, when some misery happens to them. Lord, Lord, please take this misery away from me. But when they win in the lottery, they don't run into the church and say, please, please, Lord, take this lottery win away. Huh? Have you ever seen that? They're only for bad things, yeah? They only blame God for bad things, yeah? They never blame God for good things, yeah? And they only want to take bad things, yeah? And Buddhism is a religion, you know, that where the responsibility of your own life is placed back onto you, yeah? And we know that we don't like that, yeah? We don't like when our parents say, you're responsible for that, or when our boss says, you're responsible for that. We don't like this kind of responsibility, yeah? But Buddhism is, you know, is in this sense, you know, true religion, and puts all the blame back onto you. Yeah, we can't blame anybody for our misery. Huh? But we love to blame others. Yeah, it's so easy to blame others. Oh, yeah, I mean, this government or that government, this family or my relatives, you know, they're all bad people. You know, they all put me in misery. No, you yourself. Yeah. And that's why it's so difficult to accept, yeah? I mean, Buddhism is not an easy religion to accept, yeah? Because it all puts back, you know, the responsibility on yourself, yeah? But it also gives you the opportunity to change your life to the better, yeah? You don't have to wait for God until he, you know, sees all he is in misery, you know, let him down, yeah? No. It also puts, you know, puts our own action, you know, back into the forefront to change our own life. Yeah, that's why it is so beautiful. Yeah, we can change if we don't like something. We can change it. Yeah, yeah? But first of all, of course, we have to understand this law. And in order to understand this law, how this thing, you know, that we call I works, is we have first to get calm. Yeah. Completely calm, yeah? Shut down the mind engine, yeah? Shut down all these thoughts that tell us how it works, yeah? Because that is just the assumptions, yeah? Just assumptions how this works, yeah? I mean, the medical facility tells us how this brain works, you know? I mean, psychologist tells us how it works, yeah? But they're all assumptions, yeah? We ourselves can look, you know, how this, yeah? How this clock ticks, yeah? And this clock has 5 gears, yeah? And these gears are called Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana, yeah? And when you ever open an old watch, yeah? You see there are gears, yeah? One gear runs into the other, yeah? Drives the other and drives the other, and then as long as you, you know, look at this, yeah? There's nothing, you know, there's nothing amazing about it. Just gears running, yeah? And running and running and running. Then then you close the watch, yeah? And suddenly you have time. Huh? Wonderful. It's too late. It's too early, yeah? Or it's right on time. And then you open it up, and then you have only gears, yeah? Running, 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 running. And then you close it, you know, and then you suddenly have your time again, yeah? And that's the same thing with us, yeah? Huh? You open it up, you see, yeah? You see the five khandhas running, 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 yeah? And the moment you close it, you have, I am like this, I have a feeling, I have, you know, I thought, you know, that's my idea, and so on, and so on. You open it up, and you see the gear running, yeah? And over the time, you will understand how these gears are running, yeah? That is the whole mystery of our being, yeah? Understanding how these gears, you know, of the body, yeah? Body, feeling, memory, association, and thoughts and consciousness are running together, yeah? And when you slow down your mind, yeah, when you really slow it down, yeah, when there's hardly any thoughts and hardly any memories anymore, I mean, you will see how emotions arise, yeah? Emotions are just like, everybody of you knows sugar candy? Yeah? There's a hot pan, you know, with a little bit of grease, you know, and then you throw a handful of sugar in it, and you stir it up, and it becomes bigger and bigger, 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 yeah? That's it. That's an emotion. Huh? You throw in some feeling or some memory or some thoughts, you know, and then they trigger, you know, another feeling, you know, and then trigger a thought and then trigger a memory, and within a moment you have an explosion. Huh? It's so many things, yeah? Just like I said yesterday, it's like an avalanche. The first thing triggers everything else, yeah? Huh? But if you're good, you know, if you're fast enough, if your mind is fast enough, you can stop it any time. You see it, oh, rolling, boop, stop, put up. And then, whoosh, gone. Yeah? It just disappears, just like, you know, just like magic. Yeah? All these things, you know, are made. Yeah? They are not solid. Yeah? They're made from thoughts, from imagination, from illusions, from anything, yeah? From our dreamings, from our memories, yeah? Together, yeah? Brewed together and together with feeling, yeah? Each thought, you know, actually has attached a little feeling in it, and this adds up, yeah, to the feeling itself, yeah? And then the memory comes and has attached a feeling to it, and then it all adds up, yeah? It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until we can't let go of it, yeah? And then we are in trouble, yeah? The moment we let it out, no matter if it is greed or hatred, we are in trouble because that creates karma, yeah? So, easy to understand? Yeah, easy to understand. Difficult to accept. Because in our daily life, yeah, somebody comes there, you know, and blames us for this or that. That is difficult to accept, yeah. Then it's not so easy to recall at that moment the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Ah, it's my fault, yeah. Huh? No, we react instantly. You know, if somebody, you know, throws something at us, yeah, I mean, we throw it back instantly, you know, it's automatic, yeah. And we should learn, you know, we should learn as practitioner to be always cold-blooded, you know, huh? And always stay with our Buddha, you know, then we see. Yeah? Just like in one of the suttas, you know, I mean, somebody who really hated the Lord Buddha, yeah, came up to the Lord Buddha, and, you know, he was there, you know, probably giving a Dhamma talk, yeah, and throwing anger at him, yeah. And then the Lord Buddha said, yeah, I mean, do you know, if somebody gives you a present, yeah, and you don't accept it, whose present is it? Yeah. So if somebody throws anger at me, yeah, and I don't accept this anger, yeah, whose anger is it? Yeah. It's the anger of the person who gives this present, yeah? And this man was shocked, yeah? And then he realized what he has done, yeah? But that is, you know, that is how we as Buddhists should react, yeah? I mean, let the people throw things out at us, you know, but don't throw them back. If you try, you know, to put your feet not in front of the speaker, I know it is very impolite in Thailand, yeah? The feet are the lowest things, yeah? And you don't put them out into, yeah? Towards a monk, yeah? Or towards an authority. So, we should be cold, yeah? Cool, yeah? But actually, you know, I mean, the cooler we are, the warm-hearted we are as well. Because we are not, yeah, we are always, you know, we are always with the Buddha, yeah? And when we are always with the Buddha, yeah, our heart is very warm. Our heart, you know, can feel, yeah, has compassion with other people, has metta, has loving kindness with other people. But if we are in our thoughts, caught up in our thoughts and imagination, there's no metta, yeah? There's no loving kindness, there's no compassion, yeah. Yeah? So, it is one of the bases of our heart to have utmost compassion, yeah, for every being, yeah, even the being, you know, that tries to kill you, yeah. How much compassion did the Lord Buddha have for his cousin, yeah? I mean, he tried to kill him 3 times, yeah? And he always accepted it. He never talked, you know, I mean, talked back, you know, in a very bad way. Yeah? He said, don't say so, Devatata. Don't do this, Devatata. Yeah? I mean, that is not wholesome. Yeah, he never got angry at him, yeah? Even though he tried to kill him 3 times, yeah? And he even split the Sangha. Yeah? And then the Lord Buddha said, oh, that's not good, yeah? And then he asked, what was it? Mukalana, you know, to get Mukalana Sariputta to get some of the disciples back. Yeah? But not all of them came back. Yeah? So, I mean, there are always people, you know, there are always be teachers, you know, who are, you know, envious of other teachers who are famous, you know, and try to pull their disciples away, yeah, by teaching them something wrongly or getting in, yeah. We see it in the world, yeah. It's everywhere, yeah. But it's also a part of our karma if we are pulled away, yeah. If we listen, yeah. If we listen to people who try to deceive us, yeah. Because Devadatta tried to deceive the others, yeah. And they were easily listening, yeah. Some people cannot be deceived, you know, because all their lives they have looked for the truth, yeah. And they didn't accept anything but the truth. Yeah? And these people don't have any troubles finding the right teacher. Yeah? People who deceived others, you know, and made them follow other ways, you know, I mean, they will have troubles in this life, you know, they will be deceived by others. Yeah. Law of karma. Yeah? Remember everything, law of karma. Don't do unto others. I think in every language, even in Malaysian, you have the saying, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. No? You have this saying? Yeah? But you don't have the second part of it? Yeah? For whatever happens to you is what you have done unto others. Whatever happens to you right now is what you have done unto others in the past. No, we don't know that. But that is the logical conclusion, isn't it? Yeah? So, I mean, if we would follow, if every one of us would follow this saying, yeah, and we wouldn't be in any hardship at all, would we? Huh? So let us practice, you know, let us see the clock ticking, yeah? Let us see how these things, how emotions are not, you know, it's not one of the basic states, yeah? The basic khandhas is the body, is feeling, that means bodily feeling, mental feeling, yeah? And mental feeling, there are only 3 kinds of mental feeling, yeah? There's neutral feeling, there's positive feeling, and there's negative feeling, or pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, yeah? That's it, yeah? Everything else is made up. And then there's thought and there's memory and association, yeah? That is sanya, yeah? Sankara is thought formations, you and ideas, yeah? And consciousness, yeah? Consciousness is so fast, you know, we don't even catch it, yeah? It's just like, you know, consciousness is something like in the old movies, yeah? I mean, when you remember when they were playing the movies, you know, from the film roll, yeah? And there, between each picture, there was a very small bar, black bar, yeah? And if they played the movie too slow, then you saw this bar always popping up. That is consciousness. Yeah? Actually, you know, because you play it very fast, you don't see consciousness. Yeah, arising and ceasing. That's how consciousness is. Yeah? But you have enough problems, you know, to see your thoughts arising and ceasing, and they are rather slow. Yeah, all your memories coming and going. Yeah, see them. Yeah. And use these 3 universal characteristics. Anicca, anatta, dukkha. Yeah? Anicca, whatever arises must cease. Yeah? We just have to wait, be patient, you know, it goes away. Yeah? If you don't fuel it. Yeah? I mean, if you have a fire, yeah? Outside the house, and if you don't throw, you know, any fuel into it, you know, I mean, it will die down. Yeah? Once the wood, you know, once the fuel is gone, you know, it will die down. Yeah? And that's the same thing with our dukkha vedana, with our feelings. Yeah, Once the fuel of the feeling is gone, you know, it will die down. But if you throw in more and more and more fuel, you know, it will become bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah? That is something that you have to understand. So things, anicca, everything that arises ceases. Yeah? Anatta, whatever we can experience, whatever we can see, whatever we know of, you know, cannot be us. Yeah? Because then, who is the one who knows? Yeah? I mean, who is the one who knows that there is a feeling, and who is the one who gives a label to this feeling? Huh? There's somebody sitting in the back and watching a movie while the person in the movie, you know, puts a label on the feeling and things like that. So who is the one who sits back, you know, and watches all this? Huh? This is the one, this is the chitta that we have to get to. Yeah? And that we get only, you know, by stilling our thoughts, and memories. Yeah? So, but it is very helpful using this in daily life. Yeah, that's not me. That's not mine. That doesn't belong to me. Yeah, Lord Buddha gave us this hint. Yeah, whatever happens to us, it's not me. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. Yeah, it cannot be me. Yeah? All the things that arise within ourselves, the anger. It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. Yeah? Can be very helpful. Yeah? It gets us detached. And the moment we get detached, then we can look. Yeah? So, if I say, I'm sad, the end of the matter. Yeah? Or I'm unhappy, the end of the matter. There's no correction to be able. Yeah? But if you say there's unhappiness, then you can observe it. Ah! Now I have an object, isn't it? When you say there's sadness, then I can observe. Ah, there's sadness, okay, let's see, you know, what is it? What does it feel like? Yeah? When you say there's fear, let's observe. But if you say, I'm afraid, finished, over. Yeah? So we can use this principle, really, we can use this principle. I mean, it is very helpful in our daily life. Yeah? There's fear, okay. And the moment you really observe it, when your mind is with Anapanasati or Buddha, it's instantly gone. Yeah? It instantly comes back, you know, with a thought or with a memory, yeah? And then there is it again. But, you know, push it there, you know, and observe it. Yeah? Just like your hand, you can observe your hand. Yeah? Even though you say, it's my hand, yeah? You still can observe it. Yeah? And if you want to see your face, you just look in the mirror and then you can observe it. Yeah? These things are observable. Yeah? And through observing, you know, we understand. Yeah? And we understand, you know, when you observe it more and more and more and more and more, you understand what causes them to arise. Yeah? We understand, you know, how the clock is ticking. Yeah? So use this principle of anatta. Yeah? Try to use it very often. I know you will forget it over time because I mean you're so caught up in your life, yeah? And you don't have enough calmness, you know, you don't have enough stillness, you know, that you can actually, you know, notice the breath during your daily activities. So then at least, you know, I mean, at least, you know, in the evening, yeah, make a reflection. Is it painful, Kay? Huh? Just say there is pain and then you can observe it. daily reflection is one tool where we actually start to develop wisdom. Yeah? I mean, that was the third path, you know, of the path at least to the end of dukkha. Yeah? Sila, samadhi, panya. Panya is wisdom. Yeah? Reflection. What did I do? Yeah? What kind of thought did I wake up? Yeah? What did I do then? What kind of thoughts and memories did I have? Don't touch it, yeah? And just see, yeah? And then you see how one thought, how one memory can color your whole day, yeah? Makes you in a bad mood or makes you in a happy mood, huh? And then just see. Don't touch it, you know? And if you can't remember, then just go to the next step, yeah? What did I do then? Went to work, you know? And then 5 hours later, you know, I just remember the next thing. I didn't, yeah? So it's okay, yeah. Just do that every day, you know, and then you will see, you know, how you react towards this thing, and then you can change things, yeah. It's a very useful tool, yeah. And it's so useful because it undermines the power of the kilesas that after 2 or 3 days we forget it. It really, when we do it every day, you know, it's so useful to undermine the power of the kilesas, yeah? Because they like to leave us in the dark, yeah? They just tell us what to want to do, yeah? They never look for the results of our doing, yeah? They just promise us, yeah, if you do this, you will be happy, yeah? And how often did you fall for these promises? Yeah? Too often, yeah? And when did it happen? Never, yeah? So, understand how the kilesas are working, yeah? And get a little bit, yeah, disillusioned by their, you know, by their sweet voice, how they try to, yeah? How they try to persuade you to do this or to do that, yeah? And that we can only really accomplish with in the evening, and when we come back, after we come back from work or whatever it is, yeah, we sit down and calm our mind for half an hour, and then we start this reflection. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard work. Yeah. I mean, nobody says, you know, it's easy. Yeah. My venerable teaching master said, you know, I mean, there's no harder work than practice in this whole world. Yeah? Working in a diamond mine or a coal mine, you know, for 8 or 10 hours a day is much easier than to work, you know, 15 or 16 hours, yeah, daily, yeah, to understand it, fighting the kilesas, fighting the power. Yeah? I mean, you've probably seen movies, you know, or you know some of the history. It was never easy, you know, to fight a tyrant, yeah? And this is a tyrant who has, you know, who has a tyranny over us, you know, for billions of lives, yeah? And he's not willing to give it, yeah? He's not giving anything. We cannot say, okay, you know, let me go, you know, and I'll give you this. No, he wants all, yeah? He wants all the power, yeah? So we have to, yeah? Bit by bit, you know, chop it off, yeah? And the first thing that we do is get the mind clear, yeah? Get the mind calm, yeah? And then we start to do the other things, investigation of pain, yeah? Or, you know, when you go home, you know, daily reflection. But actually, tonight you can try it out, yeah? Not a lot of things happen, and then you can try it, yeah? And see if you have any problems, if you have any questions with it, and then you can ask, yeah? Okay? So, enough for today. If there are no more questions, if there are questions, yeah? Yeah? Give her the microphone, yeah? There's one method that is always right, and that is called Anapanasati. That was taught by the Lord Buddha himself. Yeah, I mean, he always used Anapanasati, and Anapanasati is knowing the breath around the tip of the nose. Yeah, knowing that it goes in, knowing that it goes out. Yeah, Lumpuman, you know, was using the Buddha. Yeah, and that's about it. Yeah. It always, you know, you have to understand, maybe there are other methods, I haven't heard of it, yeah? But a method should always concentrate on the same point, yeah? You want to get one-pointed, yeah? So it should be only one point, and this point should not move, yeah? That means, you know, we should not follow the breath, you know, going in and follow the breath coming out, yeah? But we should always stay with our point of concentration around here, around the tip of the nose. Or when we use Buddha, you know, be with the Buddha, yeah, all the time. Our point of concentration is the Buddha, yeah. If we have 2 or more points, or if the point is moving, we will never know where we are. And we don't get the same results, yeah, as when we are fixed on one point, yeah. And our goal is to get one-pointed, you know, to really get... forget about all these things, you know, and then when we come back, see, you know, all this, how this world actually is, you know, that it is actually a dream or an illusion, yeah? Okay? But if it is still too difficult, we can use 2 things, yeah? We can use Buddha with breathing in and Do with breathing out, yeah? And then we concentrate on the Buddha more than the breathing in and breathing out, yeah? And if you do that in the beginning, it might be helpful. And if you have done Anapanasati before, then the Buddha falls away, you know, and then only Anapanasati, breathing in, breathing out remains. If you have done the Buddha a lot, you know, then the breath falls away and then only the Buddha remains, yeah? So it will come, it will forces back, you know, onto the one point, yeah? Okay? Any more questions? Yes, it is pain, yeah? I mean, Lumpo is also in pain, yeah? He's getting old, yeah? And he knows how to deal with pain, yeah? So investigating what is pain, you know, we are always driven by pain, yeah? I was talking yesterday about it, yeah? What is pain, yeah? Asking really this question, yeah? Without accepting any of the answers that are coming. What is pain, yeah? How does it feel like, yeah? But it is unpleasant, that's why we don't want to know, actually, yeah? We just want to get rid of, huh? That's our problem, yeah? We don't want to know these things, yeah? And that really plays handy for avijja, yeah? Yeah? We don't want to know, yeah? He wants to leave us in the dark, yeah? He doesn't want to, you know, he's like a magician who plays tricks, yeah? And what does a magician use? You know, he diverts our attention so that we don't see how he makes the trick, yeah? And each time he makes a trick, we are fooled. Wow, how did he do that? Huh? But if we look, we see it. And then we are not fooled again, yeah? So, I mean, you can also call avijja a magician, you know, who constantly tricks us, yeah? But if we have enough sati, we see how it is, yeah? But he has so many tricks up his sleeves, you know, I mean, it will be a long, long walk, yeah? So, any more questions? And then do some walking meditation, some real walking meditation, not dilly-dallying around, yeah? It's your life, it's your choice, yeah? Walk fast, yeah? Like you walk, you know, like you run into your bus, yeah? Or like you're running around in a, you know, in a, when you want to shop something, go shopping, yeah? There you don't walk slowly, you know, when you want to get, you know, something new, yeah? You rush, yeah? Okay. No more questions? Okay, let's finish it up.